Thank you and good morning. Sometimes when I speak through interpreter, I have too much time to think. When I was in my third year in college, I had an experience that was significant to me. I grew up always wanting to do all that God wanted me to do and to be an impactful person. So in college, I had to rip my hands from the pew and unglue my seat from the pew and go down to the altar to give myself to God.
So when I was in college, I really had to take my hands from my body and
I knew it was time for me to yield, but there was some fears that I had. At that time, I was sure that for me to give myself to God meant that I would be a missionary to Africa and eat bugs and deal with things that were very difficult. So I went to the front with 30 plus people and got down on my knees as low as I could to say, God, I'll do what you want. I said, anytime, anywhere, whatever you want. I grew up on a farm and always wanted to be faithful to God. But being on the farm was easy for me. Being with people was always awkward for me. I enjoyed driving the machinery, working with the animals, all of that was fun. Whenever I had to be with people, it was very stressful for me. So for me to say anytime, anywhere was a significant moment. During that time, there was a man that came through to present the ministry to inner city missions. I responded to that because I was interested in playing basketball. I was quite good at sports, and I thought a lot of people in the city play sports. So after graduation, I began the application process, and it was happening while I was working. Mostly I was sure that if I got accepted with them, then I could keep playing basketball, something that was very important to me. In the meantime, I was working on Vancouver Island. Because Vancouver Island is an island, I would go there by ferry and stay there for weeks at a time. So I would have lots of time on my hands, time to check out things like a church, which I did. I went to a small church, much like this. I worshipped with them and in the course of time discovered that they had a midweek college study. So it seemed that if I was going to be a good Christian following God, that I should go to this study. So I got the address and prepared to go.
所以我想说，既然要当一个信使的仆人，就应该在参加这个查经班，所以我就找他的地址，打算去参加。
So on that Thursday morning, I got into my car with some hopefulness, but also some fear in my heart to go to this study.
就在那星期四那一天，我心中有个恐惧跟希望这两者一起交战的心情下，我开车去参加他们的聚会。
I found the address, I found the house where it was, and I drove past it to check it out to see what was going on.
我故意到达目的地的时候，故意又多开了一点，想要看他们到底在干嘛。
Then I turned around and drove past it again, but I just couldn't get the car to turn into the driveway.
但是我又转回来的时候，我要把我的车子停到他们的车库前面，却无法转过来。
So I turned around again, and still the car wouldn't go in.
所以我要试图去转，可是还转不过来。
So on the fourth time, I was driving along, and my window was down, and I was preparing to go by once again.
当我第一次正在试着要转的时候，我把车窗摇下来了。
There was a little boy outside playing, and when he saw me for the fourth time, he said, "Are you looking for the Bible study?"
外面刚好有一个小男孩在打球，他看到我转了这么久，就问我说，你是不是要找一个查经班？
Now I was caught, I couldn't lie, and I said yes, and so he directed me in, and I went in.
我说是啊，他就带我进去，我就进去了。
I went into the Bible study, they were just starting, I said hi, and then I sat there and endured the Bible study.
我说hi，然后就坐下来跟他们一起进行查经。
I didn't say anything, they didn't say anything to me, and when the Bible study was over, I quietly and quickly slipped out and left.
我与他们没有说任何一句话，而当查经结束的时候，我就悄悄地退出了。
Coming out of that experience, I said to God, God, find someone else to make your name known, because I can't even go to a Bible study.
我那时候的感想就是说，神啊，请你找另外一个人来做这些事工，因为我连去一个查经班都没办法做到。
I could not imagine myself going from British Columbia, Canada, across the country to the inner city and making Christ known there when I couldn't even do this.
我真的很难想象，我要横过大海去别的地方宣教，如果当我连自己在这个城市里面做宣教的东西，我都没有办法达成的话。
Some of you may have the same passion, same desire to give to God all that you have to serve Him faithfully.
也许你们当中也有人有这样的欲望，想要献自己给神去做事工。
But what you find is that as you try to take steps, there's fears, there's barriers, there's things that stop you from really going forward and being faithful to God.
但是你可能会觉得，当你开始要实行的时候，你会发现有恐惧、有阻拦，还有很多会让你停止前进的东西。
You'd like to say anywhere, anytime, you can use me any way, but somehow you just can't move forward.
你可以说神啊，任何时候、任何地点，我愿意为你做任何事。可是实际上，我们可能往前走一步都做不到。
I think Paul has some good news for us.
Well, I mean, 保罗他对我们有好消息的。
Oftentimes we look at Paul and we think, how could we ever be like him? He was so big in his ministry and was so impactful.
也许你看到保罗会觉得说，我怎么可能会？跟他一样呢，他这么样的有影响力。
But I think if we look closely at Paul, we can see something that helps you and I to move forward.
但是如果你再仔细看保罗这个人的话，也许你会发现一些能够帮助你我来往前跨一步的一个契机。
I think what we can learn is that God does not ask us to surrender to Him what we do not have.
你知道吗？神其实不会要我们去把我们所没有的东西去来献给他。
God asks us to put into His hands what we do have, who we are, so that He can make Christ known.
而神是要我们把我们拥有的东西献给他，好叫我们来传耀基督。
Paul was an activist kind of person.
保罗是一个很积极的人。
I think he was kind of like a lawyer.
他像一个律师一样。
able to argue, able to proclaim, able to make a good argument for his case. Some would say that Paul says that he was not very good at speech. But that's Paul speaking. I think he was better than we sometimes think he is.
Paul, yes.
Certainly, Paul was the kind of person that didn't take no for an answer. When Paul was in a room, you usually knew it because he had strong convictions and let that be known. Paul was a Pharisee of Pharisees, rising in the ranks of the religious people. So he had a way of being present that was unmistakable. So Paul was on the way to Damascus on the horse, and he met Christ at that moment. Before that moment, Paul had a strong conviction that Jesus was not God, he was not the Messiah, and he was actually a dangerous person. And Paul was convinced that Jesus was dead and that his followers needed to be arrested and taken care of. On that road, when Jesus knocked him off his horse with the bright light and blinded him and spoke to him, Paul became convinced that Jesus is alive. From that point, Paul's deep convictions changed from Jesus being dead to Jesus being alive. Over a period of time, his convictions became deeper as he studied and talked with people. And then Paul, after time, began on the missionary journeys that we know about. So, Paul planted churches in many places as he went along, proclaiming, as he always did, that Jesus is alive. And so, on his second missionary journey, he came to a place called Philippi, where he was put in jail for proclaiming and healing people in the name of Jesus. So once he had finished in Philippi, then he moved on and he ended up in Thessalonica.
He went to the city. This place.
Very good. And in this city, he did what he usually did. Just read Acts chapter 17, 1 through 3. Acts chapter 17, we see where Paul moved from Philippi into Thessalonica.
So, Paul and Silas 经过安菲波里, 亚波罗尼亚，来到铁萨罗尼加，在那里有犹太人的会堂，保罗照他素常的规矩进去，一连三个安息日，本着圣经与他们辩论，讲解成名基督必须受害，从死里复活，又说我所传与你们的这位耶稣就是基督。
So Paul spent possibly 2 to 6 months in Thessalonica proclaiming that Jesus is alive.
知道我在那个地方待了一段时间，就是只是为了传讲耶稣是活的。
Many began to believe Jesus and to became his followers.
而就因为这样，很多人就跟随了耶稣。
Persecution also came in, and so Paul was run out of town, and he had to leave with the Berea and then to Athens.
Well, 有人就开始来追捕保罗，所以保罗就离开了地方，先后辗转，最后到了雅典。
Paul is unsure if these young Thessalonian Christians are holding firm; they're still believing. So he sends Timothy to check it out.
不太清楚铁萨罗尼迦的基督徒是不是对他们的信心很坚持，所以就差派了提摩太去探访他们。
So Timothy comes back with the report to Paul that despite the persecution, they are still believing, they're still following Christ, and they're holding on.
提摩太回来就对保罗报告说，虽然那里有压迫，但是铁萨罗尼迦的人还是信心坚强的追求。
So Paul picks up his pen and he writes a letter back to them, and we read the first chapter of that letter earlier from Thessalonians.
就把我的提起笔来写了这一个书信，而这就是铁萨罗尼迦前书第一章，我们之前刚刚读到的。
So Paul recognizes that when he came, Christ came with power, and they believed, and some significant things happened in that city.
保罗相信。大家相信保罗去到哪个地方，那个地方就有奇妙的事情会发生。
I wish something like that would happen through my life.
我希望我也能够有这样同样的事情会发生在我身上。
I would like to have that boldness and that kind of impact and that kind of effect on the people that I serve.
我希望我能够有这样的胆量跟影响，能够带给我所去服侍的人们。
I still want to give myself anytime, anywhere to God and not be stopped by the fears.
我还是想把我任何的东西跟任何事来献给神，而也不会因为我的惧怕而停止。
So what is it about Paul that I can embrace that enabled him to go forward and that will enable me?To go forward.
所以到底是什么样的东西让保罗能够前进，放胆的前进？那我也要这样子的做。
I think some of it is seen in chapter 2 of Acts 17.
我认为我们可以从《使徒行传》第二章第十七节能够看到一些答案。
Verse 2 says, "And according to Paul's custom, he did what he did."
Verse 2,
just the first couple of words.
Chapter
17.
Yeah, 所以 verse 2, 第二节里面他就说到保罗照他素常的规矩进去，一连三个安息日，本着圣经与他们辩论。
Another translation says, Paul did as he usually did.
我们从翻译里面上面说到保罗照他素常的规矩进去。
The question is, what did Paul usually do? What does that mean?
所以保罗他素常做了什么事情？
When Paul went into a city, the first thing he did was to find out where the Jewish people met, the religious leaders met, and he would go there and begin to proclaim Jesus is alive.
每当保罗去到一个城市，他所做的这个事情，就是他会去犹太或者是有宗教的领袖们所聚集的地方，而就去那个地方来讲说，耶稣他是活着的。
Sometimes people responded well, other times he got in big trouble.
有些时候，大家会信从他，却有一些其他时候，大家却会起来反攻他。
But that is always what he did.
但不论如何，保罗永远都会做这样一件事。
That's the same kind of thing that he would have done before he met Christ.
其实在保罗遇到耶稣之前，他也是在做这件事。
Because he was a bold man who would come and speak into people's situation regardless of what they thought.
反正他就是总会去到一个宗教信仰聚集的地方，然后去很放胆的传讲他所自己所认为是对的事情，不管别人相信与否。
So he was a man of deep conviction, and this was his personality. Be right there, right in the middle of people, and to proclaim.
所以保罗他的个性就是跑到人群之中，放胆的传讲他自己所认为是事实的事情。
When Paul met Jesus on the road to Damascus, that part of who Paul was.Did not change.
当保罗在去当摩太的路上的时候，他所要做他的这样的这个习惯还是没有变。
What changed was his deep conviction about Jesus Christ, from Jesus being dead to Jesus being alive.
改变的只是他原本是认为耶稣是死的，现在却认为耶稣是已经复活的了。
But Paul's usual way of operating did not change.
但是保罗他的这个习惯本质却并没有变。
God does not ask us to put into His hands to use to make Christ known what we don't have. He asks us to put into His hands what we do have.
神其实不会让我们去把一个我们所没有的东西去来献给他或献给别人，他会要我们把我们有的东西去献给别人。
It's like the man who loved sailing. He loved racing sailboats.
就可能有一个人他喜欢划船。
So when this man prepared to enter into a race, he found a crew of men who were not Christians that could sail with him.
所以当他跑去划船的时候，他就看到一些很多不是基督徒的人在那里划船。
So over the years, several of those men came to become believers in Jesus by living and watching and working together with this man.
过了数年之久，这些人因为跟着他有一起工作的经验，慢慢被他感动，就一一成为基督徒了。
It was just his hobby, just what he loved to do.But he gave it into God's hands so God could make Christ known through what he enjoyed doing.
你看，他只是用一个他喜欢做的事情，就是划船，而用它就能够来达到传福音的目的。
There's a man named Gary who comes up from Washington up to Brooklyn several times a year to teach chess and ping pong.
有一个人，他经常远道从华盛顿，他的名字叫 Gary， 他远道从华盛顿来，经常教我们打桌球。还有下棋。
Gary is a lousy public speaker.
Yeah, Gary 他是一个很糟糕的讲员。
But he is an excellent ping pong player and chess player.
但他桌球跟棋都打很下得很好。
He actually does it competitively in Washington.
他其实在华盛顿是有段位资格的。
And so Gary puts into God's hands these things that he enjoys doing.
所以 Gary.同样的，也把他自己所喜爱的嗜好来做神的事工。
So when he comes up to Brooklyn, he is teaching the young boys how to play ping pong and chess, and allowing us then to enjoy getting to know each other through the process.
所以他那时在 Brooklyn 纽约的时候，同时教小孩子打桌球跟下棋，同时也让我们之间的互动非常良好。
In the last few times that Gary has come up, that some of the fathers of the boys, some of the men, have been coming to play ping pong because they're very good and they love playing, and here's a way to have time for play.
甚至有的时候，那些小孩子的爸爸妈妈们也会来和我们一起打桌球。
These are men that don't normally come to church.
这些人其实他们不去教会的。
But as we are playing together with them and rubbing shoulders with them, they are becoming more and more open to what church is about and who we are and why we're there.
但是当我们打球这种的互动良好的时候，他们就会开始好奇，开始问我们说我们教会的一些事情。
Gary is not Paul, but he's taking what he has, what his abilities are, and he's saying, God, you can use these. He's surrendering what he has to God to make Christ known.
Gary, 他不像保罗一样那些圣道，可是他还是能够用他自己的嗜好去达到传福音的效果。
So when I finally said yes and came to Newark many years ago, I said, I will give myself whatever I have to you, God, to be used here.
So 当我第一次踏步到纽约的时候，我就对神说，神啊，不管你要我做什么，我在这里就是为你而活。
So I play basketball, and we had a basketball court.
所以其实我喜欢打篮球，那我们也有一个打篮球的场地。
I played a lot of basketball with young people.
我与小孩子们打过了无数次的篮球了。
I got to know Stephen, Andre, and Taiwan over the many years that I was in Newark.
我从打篮球跟在纽约的时候，也认识了 Stephen, 还有 Andre, 他们是从台湾来的。
Last weekend, I spoke with Stephen after having not spoken to him for 16 years.
上个礼拜我其实碰到 Stephen 跟他聊天，我们已经16年没有联络了。
He told me that he was married, he had 2 children, and he had the same job that he'd had 17, 16 years ago.
他告诉我他已婚，有两个小孩，而且他16年来工作都是这里的同样的工作。
You need to understand that for those young men who we worked with in Newark, for them even to be married is a miracle.
你要知道，在纽约的地方要这样子的能够结婚，然后工作结婚，本身它就是一个奇迹。
Normally they would have many children by many different girls and not be married to anyone.
因为其实通常的情况是这样子，一个人他会有很多的小孩，这每个小孩都从不同的母亲出来，但是这个男的其实还没有结过婚。
Stephen said to me,World Impact, that was the organization I worked with. World Impact was very important to me in my life.
这个人其实他那是在 World Impact 工作，他就对我说 ，World Impact 这个公司对我影响深远。
The impact that we were able to have on him and his friends, enabled him when his friends, some of his friends started to go in the wrong direction, he could make a choice to go in a better direction.
这个他在这里的职责，他影响了很多人，很多时候他影响的人从负面的走向积极的道路。
When we surrender what we have to God, then he can use that to make Christ known.
当我们为着神放弃了我们自己的一些事情的时候，神就能借着我们来让耶稣基督来发光照亮。
So when I went to Syracuse after that, I discovered something else that I can give to God.
所以当我后来跑到 Syracuse 之后，我又发现我自己有一个东西能够献给神。
We moved there. We purchased a house.And our family was, we had a small family at that time. I have 3 children, 1 son and 2 daughters.
我那时候搬到 Syracuse, 那时候我们有很多机会啊。那其实我那时候有很多小孩，有一个儿子跟两个女儿。
So when we started, we had a gate that closed our backyard so that our children could be in the backyard without the bad and evil elements impacting them. They would be safe there.
我们那个时候我们家的后院很安全，他们小孩子可以在后面玩，就不会被外面罪恶的世界所被影响。
Over the course of 11 years that we were there, the 3 houses next to us all were either burned or abandoned and finally torn down.
我们在那里的11年中，我们所离右侧的三个房子都先后的被拆毁。
The gate broke down, and we were suddenly wide open. There's no fence in place for us.
我们后面的那些栅栏也因此被拆掉，没有栅栏了。
We ended up with a basketball court in our backyard and a playground set and a sandbox.
所以我们后来就在后面做了一个篮球场，也做了一个操场，还有一个玩沙场。
It seemed like the whole neighborhood was using our place for basketball, for a park, for I put up a swing, for swinging, for all sorts of things.
后来我们那个社区就好像把我们的后院当成了他们的公园，来荡秋千、溜滑梯等等的事都有。
More often than not, when I came home in the spring and the summer, the first person I would meet would be a child needing their bike fixed, the tire pumped up or in some way fixed.
经常我回到家的时候，所看到的是一个孩子，他可能刚好他的脚踏车需要被比如说补气啊、气垫等等。
Most of the children there, their fathers were not around. Even if their fathers were around, they didn't even know how to take care of bikes or do those kinds of things.
那些小孩的父亲不太常陪他们玩，而他们小孩的父亲也不懂得怎么修自行车。
So I realized that part of what I have in my hand is what I call my dadness.
所以我突然发现我可以给出来的这一个东西就是我的父爱。
I wondered how you would translate that word, dadness.
Father
of love. Oh, good. Very good. All right. I'm a father of three children. That's very important to me. And to me, parenting is one of the most important things that I do.
我非常注重我有三个小孩这个事实。对我这人来说，养育小孩是一个非常重要的事情。
So I said, God, I can parent these children, I can treat them like my children, and so that's what I began to do.
So 我对神说，神啊，我愿意用我的父爱来把这些小孩子都当成视为己出一样。
And so when I moved to Brooklyn, now when I moved to Brooklyn, I'm 50 years old and I'm being asked to be a youth pastor, and I'm not sure I want to do that.
所以当我又搬去 Brooklyn 的时候，我那时已经50岁了。那我要成为一个牧师，我那时候是有点犹豫。
But I said, God, I'll put into your hands my dadness, my father love.
但是我还是对神讲，神啊，我愿意为了你献上我的父爱。
And so that's how I've cared for these young people, and it turns out that's what they need more than they need a lot of wild and crazy youth pastor type activities.
所以我用这份父爱来关照那些小孩，而事实后来证明。真的，这些小孩他们所需要的是一个父爱，而不是一些其他外在的东西。
And so they've gone through a lot of difficulties in the growing up of the church and in their own parent or their own families. And so I've been able to provide some stability, some care for them.
这小孩子在他们的成长过程中，我给他们提供了很多的父爱，也提供了很多的这些关怀的照顾。
I don't surrender to God.My great youth pastor abilities. I'm very poor at putting together events.
其实我给神的并不是一个青少年的领导牧师的一个职分。其实呢，我对安排活动事项等等这些事情，其实不是很内行。
But I simply say, God, this is what I have. This is who I am. And so, if you can use a dad in this place.Here it is for you to use to make Christ known.
我只是单单对神说，神啊，如果你让我能够把我的父爱献给这些小孩来传福音的话，我愿意这样做。
We have a whole group of young boys coming up into junior high who really don't have dads in their lives.
其实我们有，比如说我们有很多的小男孩在已经初中了，可是他们很多是没有父亲的。
We learned last year when the team came down in our VBS.That a lot of these young boys have deep anger that can erupt at any moment.
像我去年就发现了，我们那些小孩子中有一些，他们有一个随时会爆发的一种怒气在他们身中。
We're discovering that even though their fathers may be in the home, they work long hours, they hardly see their children, and most of them don't speak English.
而我发现他们的父亲多半是有很长的工作时间，父亲常在家，也很少对他们的小孩做出关怀，也不太会讲英语。
So the fathers cannot help their children assimilate into the English schools. Even if they can't help them do their homework, they can't help them with any of the things that they need to learn to live here.
因此他们的父亲事实上没有办法去帮助这些小孩的工作功课或者是他们融入美国社会的这些过程。
And so the children feel lost, not sure how to carry on and proceed.
所以当然了，这些小孩就变得很迷惘，不知道要怎么样才能够前进。
My daughter is currently not dating, but wanting to date and developing a relationship with my daughter.
我的女儿她现在很快就要谈恋爱了。
That was very short for what I said.
Your daughter's about to. Anyway.
So I asked Timmy, I said, what's your model for a healthy romantic relationship?
So I just asked him, 你心目中的白马王子是什么样子的?
He said to me, well, my friends.
He asked him. Oh, you asked him, not your daughter.
No, I asked him, well, I know my daughter, but I asked Timmy, this boy, what his model is, who does he look for knowing how to carry on a healthy romantic relationship?
So Timmy is the other guy, the guy you're...
He's the guy that's wanting to date my daughter.
So I asked the guy who wants to date my daughter, he called Timmy, asked him, what is the white queen in your mind?
And then Timmy said, well,
Timmy,
I'm not sure what he said, but I'm testing his script. Okay. So, if his friends are his model, I know his friends. There is no healthy relationships among them.
I don't understand.
Okay, I said, Timmy's friends are the people that he looks to for knowing how to treat a girl.
其实 Timmy 他有很多的朋友，那些朋友对于照顾女孩子这一块专业是非常在行的。
And I am
在行。
不是很健康的方式。
他们用一个不是很健康的方式与女孩子交往。
Okay. And okay. And since his friends don't know how to treat girls well, he doesn't have any way to figure out how to treat my daughter well.
既然 Timmy 的朋友都不知道怎么样对待一个女生好，当然 Timmy 他可能也不会知道怎么样用个健康的角度来对待一个女生。
And so now I am fathering Timmy. I'm really discipling him in how to treat my daughter and other girls well.
所以很自然的，我就用我的父爱来教导 Timmy 要怎么样对待一个女孩子好。
God does not ask us to give to Him something that we don't have, that He has not given us.
神不会叫我们给出一个我们自己所没有的东西。
Each of us has dreams, has abilities, has temperament, has all sorts of things, experiences.
我们每个人都有梦想，我们每个人都有梦想，还有个性，神要我们活出一个很好的，用我们对这些活出一个很好的生活。
God is not asking you to be a Paul who goes into the main meeting place and suddenly begin to preach to them.
神并不会像我们每个人都会像保罗一样，就去一个会堂就开始对他们放胆传道。
God invites you and I to surrender into God's hands what we have, what we've come to know and do, even our hobbies, so that He can use them to make Christ known.
而神实际上你我都借着我们不同的兴趣、嗜好，还有我们的恩赐，来去向别人传福音，来去发扬光大耶稣的名。
I've been tempted to just keep my fathering, my dadness to my family and protect them and take care of them and keep that right there. But that's when I hold on to it, then God can't use it to touch others.
我以前会希望把我这份父爱付给我自己的小孩，可是当我这样子的 短视的时候，其实神就没有办法借着我去把我的福音跟父爱传给其他的小孩。
So what do you have that you can offer to God?
所以你呢？你有什么东西能够献给神
？You have dreams.
你有梦想。
You have hobbies.
你有嗜好。
Things you like to do.
你有嗜好。
You even have a plan or a vision for your career.
你甚至对你的事业有一份意向。
I don't know what God will do with any of these things.
我不知道神会怎么样来用这些事情带领。
But God says, do what you usually do, like Paul did, and take what you have and say, okay, God, you can do with it what you want.
但是神对我们说，拿起你自己所拥有的去做我想要你去达成的事情。
As that happens, God will make Christ known to other people.
而当这件事情做出来了，很自然的，耶稣就会被传出去。
Imagine a year from now, people who are sitting in these pews, because you invited somebody to do something you love doing, and you invited them to do it with you.
也许能想象一年以后，也许你的朋友来到这里与我们在一起敬拜，而只是因为你当初跟他一起做一个只是你嗜好的一个活，只是你的嗜好的一个活动。
I'm in the process of teaching five, six, seventh, eighth graders how to play the great game of baseball.
我现在在教五到八年级的小孩怎样打棒球。
Most of them have no idea how to do this. But I'm getting them close to me and beginning to understand what they're like and what's important to them. And I'm watching for those times when we can talk about important things like love, like what's going on with their dad and how does God think about all this stuff?
而我希望有朝一日我能与这些小孩谈一个比较深入的话题，比如说神，或者是爱，或者是父亲。
Surrender what you have, not what you don't have, but what you have.
把你有的而不是没有的献出来。
Lord, I pray for your blessing on each one of us.
主啊，我恳求你有你的恩典在我们人当中。
I pray that you would open our eyes to what it is that is in our hands.
让我们的眼睛张开，让我们知道我们手上有什么。
And we look forward to what you will do to make yourself known through us.
我们期待我们能传讲你的福音，用我们的能力。
As we press forward to enjoy doing those things that you have enabled us to do.
就只是用我们自己喜欢的嗜好来达成这个目的。
Lord, we thank you that you love us in Jesus' name.
主啊，谢谢你爱我们，主耶稣的名。谢谢 Bill 的信息。Thank you, Pastor Bill.
我们接下来唱一首回应诗歌《喜传福音》。
We'll sing this confession. I mean, sorry, I got to tell the story.
家一起
first one together.
我爱
主不吝于心
Thank you.